Huntsville is known as the Rocket City and home of the space program. However, there's a group in town that spends its time looking to the past. APR Stan Ingold explains how spacesuits aren't the big fashion statement here, but rather a different type of suit and the shields and swords that go with it.
It looks like medieval times in this corner of Huntsville. People dressed in masks and armor try to wallop each other with weapons that look like they belong more on an ancient battlefield than the home of the space industry. It's called HEMA.
HEMA is an acronym for Historical European Martial Arts.
Walker Skaggs is the head instructor and founder of Rocket City HEMA.
HEMA specifically usually deals with specifically European traditions and the practice and recreation as how they would have done, as close as we can get it, pretty much.
Skaggs has been practicing for roughly 10 years. He says the idea of studying the older methods of fighting go way back.
That's a bit of an interesting subject because the earliest kind of records we have of people fighting like people used to even dates back to the period of when we were studying things. So, for example, in Italy, around the Renaissance, it was very popular to try and fight like Achilles and Hector would have. So using a round shield and a spear with a sword as your backup, because people wanted to be like the heroes in the Greek myths.
Classical fencing is something that falls under the HEMA umbrella. It's suiting up in full armor and going after one another with swords and other weapons that's the difference. And this sport has been making a slow comeback for nearly 30 years. And while their subject matter is from olden times, the way people find out about it is decidedly modern.
I saw HEMA on YouTube, and I looked up if there was anything in Huntsville for that.
That's Randy Moore. He's been practicing for a few years now. Moore says wearing the armor is a workout in and of itself.
And I found an old Facebook training group that would train in a park somewhere, and I posted on there. I said, "You're all still doing this?" They said, "No, but this other guy's doing it."
This is like the small, medium, large, and extra, or something like that.
And if you think slinging a sword is the tough part of this kind of combat, Moore says imagine just moving around head to toe in armor.
If you have it made for you, the expensive way, out of spring steel, hardened steel, probably a lot less, probably between 50 and 70 pounds. Mine is the less expensive munitions grade kind of overbuilt type, so it's about 90 pounds.
Moore says it's easy to wear yourself out if you aren't careful.
Exhausting. At first, economy of motion is very important. I try to move as little as possible when I don't have to, basically.
The extra weight and the physical effort needed to move is also what draws people to practice HEMA. That's part of the appeal for Andy Case.
I've never been a big fitness guy, but just doing this, I've lost about 30 pounds. But just this alone has been tremendous for my physical health.
Case found out about Rocket City HEMA much like Moore did, through YouTube and the internet. However, there was something else that helped pique their interest.
I grew up watching the Errol Flynn Robin Hood movies and stuff like the Mark of Zorro. I got a bug for it. I loved learning this stuff.
And there was one movie that was brought up by nearly every person I spoke to in the class.
You're using Bonetti's defense against me, huh?
I thought it fitting, considering the rocky terrain.
That is a scene from the 1987 classic The Princess Bride. While the character Inigo Montoya battles the Man in Black on the Cliffs of Insanity, they mention the names Benetti, Capoferro, and Tybalt. These are all real fencing masters. Walker Skaggs and other HEMA fans take inspiration.
There are some masters, and you can read about them in the big fencing movement that took place at the end of the 1800s, early 20th century. Some of them still reference using the quarterstaff or the longsword or things like that in the older styles.
Learning historical fighting styles and exercise aside, Skaggs says there's another benefit from his business that means a great deal to him.
The mental health benefits have probably been the biggest thing, I would say, because a lot of us in HEMA have depression, things of that nature.
He says it helps people build confidence.
Finding something like this where we can also nerd out but at the same time be more serious, and it's a very accepting community with a lot of like-minded people. The difference it's had on my life has been absolutely astounding, and the transformations I've seen of people that have been here for a while, it's incredible. They're entirely different people from when they first walked in the door.
And that's why Skaggs says he not only practices HEMA combat, he teaches it too. He says his school fits right in with the Huntsville community.
They have this passion that they can very easily apply to things. And getting to apply it to a not only physical sport, but also such a mental sport, it's something that's so very Huntsville. We have a lot of interesting niche things here.
The team from Rocket City HEMA can be seen all across the Southeast doing demonstrations at other HEMA events and festivals. They also compete against other schools. Skaggs is planning a competition of his own for later this month called Yeehaw, which stands for Huntsville Armored Weekend. Yay verily, I'm Stan Ingold, APR News in Huntsville.